Vic Carucci with Nathan Zagura. We're previewing positions for training camp. Nathan, let's talk about the tight end position. Now, we all know about Jordan Cameron, had that breakout Pro Bowl season last year. He was really the star of offseason workouts, not surprisingly. But beyond that, what else can we see at the position? I mean, you've got Gary Barnidge returning, solid blocker and an okay receiver. They add Jim Dre. You've got Marquise Gray trying to factor more and more in at the position and also working at fullback. It's an interesting group.
And I think you're going to see four of these guys on the final 53. Obviously, the Pro Bowler Jordan Cameron's going to be there, the number one pass-catching option in an offense in Kyle Shanahan that has utilized the tight end very effectively throughout the years. Barnidge, he's more of a hybrid. He can block. He can also surprise you as a pass catcher last year. One of the league leaders, actually, at the wide receiver position in yards after the catch per reception. Deceptive speed. Jim Dre was brought here to be nasty and to be a mauler. This is going to be a running team, and Jim Dre is going to be out there in a lot of two tight end sets doing that. And then Marquise Gray is kind of the wild card to me. You're going to see him spend some time at fullback. You're going to see him spend some time at tight end. Probably the most natural pass catcher after Cameron among that group. I like his development, the former quarterback in college. Keep an eye on him. I think there could be some big plans for Marquise Gray here this year and beyond.
One thing we know about the Kyle Shanahan offense, it's very tight end friendly, so you can expect all those tight ends to see action, but also there will be a lot more defensive attention, obviously given to Jordan Cameron.